Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. Dr. Louise Fleischman is in the house, at least virtually, I'm very pleased to say, a senior advisor to the Menges Hemispheric Security Project of the Center for Security Policy. He edits its The Americas Report. He is, in his day job, an adjunct professor of political science and sociology at Wilkes Honor College at Florida Atlantic University. And the latest of his books is Latin America in the Post Chavez Age, the Security Threat to the United States. Dr. Fleischman, welcome back. Always good to have you.
Always good to be here.
Luis, I wanted to ask you, you've written, of course, about post-Chavez, the principal figure in that post-Chavez age, at least in Chavez's native land, Venezuela, is Nicolas Maduro. We've been talking with a number of our resources, including most recently, I think, Russ Dallin of the Latin America Herald Tribune, about this rather stunning development that an old leftist by the name of Luis Almagro, who is now the Secretary General of the Organization of American States, has come out rather forcefully indicting the Maduro regime and demanding that it engage in change or suffer sanctions from within the OAS. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, I think, Frank, the actions of Secretary Almagro have been absolutely incredible. He published last week a report, 75-page report, which I had the privilege of reading it all. There is a Spanish version. I'm not sure there is an English version, but I'm sure there will be. There is not. Where there is, the report is extremely thorough and is extremely clear, where the Venezuelan government is denounced as not only, first of all, he denounces the dialogue that has been supported by the Vatican and has been supported by the countries in Latin America and in the region, and even the U.S. government, as basically as a mechanism just to buy time for a government that is not even willing and will never be willing to give up power. In other words, he defines Venezuela as an authoritarian state. He calls for elections. In other words, he claims that the situation cannot continue like this. He also denounces heavy torture that includes, and it's not torture of people that you are trying to extract important information for your security, it's just torture of people that think differently, that includes, for instance, pushing objects in the body in open wounds, application of electricity, sexual morbidity. He talks about judges, the Supreme Court justices in Venezuela, that many of them have been indicted for misconduct. And in the case of the president of the Supreme Court, he has been twice accused of homicide in a court, not just accused by some journalist, in a court.
So we're looking, in other words, Luis, at a very strong indictment of this Maduro regime. And it's coming from this unlikely place, both in the person of the Secretary General of the OAS, but also the OAS itself, which is more often than not sort of tried to accommodate the leftists in their ranks. But what should, in your view, the United States government under our new president, Donald Trump, be doing about the object of this indictment? Sanctions have been imposed of late on his vice president, a drug trafficker by the name of Tariq El Assimi. Tell us a little bit about what you Assimi. What would you recommend be done, Luis Fleischman of the Menges Hemispheric Security Project?
Well, this is what I recommend. Secretary Almagro, in one of the, you know, in a very hidden sentence, I would say, in the huge report of 75 pages, he basically accuses, you know, without being so direct, very elegantly, accuses the countries of Latin America of hiding behind the role played by the Vatican. So, in other words, he said the Latin American countries basically stayed quiet and then and they were waiting for some miracle to happen. And at one point, he says, if we don't do anything, nothing is going to happen. Now, this is what I think. I believe that most Latin American countries now, because there has been change of regime in many of these Latin American countries, would like to see Maduro gone. You know, the reality is that Venezuela was suspended by Mercosur, from Mercosur, which is the South American Regional Economic Agreement. But on the other hand, they are not daring to take major measures against Venezuela. Therefore, what I suggest, I think without American leadership, because I think Latin America, no matter how much they resent American power there, the reality is that they are always looking for the United States to take the initiative. And I believe that a good idea would be to stop buying the oil from them. You know, all their refineries are here. There is no reason why we should cooperate with them, why we should be enablers, why we should allow a lobby, a pro-Venezuelan lobby in this country and using organizations such as the Washington Office for Latin America, WOLA, that for decades already has been, for almost two decades, has been advocating for Venezuela and all these authoritarian regimes in Latin America. I think we need to take measures that begins with sanctions. On the other hand, we can have a policy of humanitarian aid for the people, but definitely should be sanctions against all the military and political elite in Venezuela.
Let me ask you, Luis, before you move on, because you've touched on a very important subject. In the past few days, Senator Bob Corker, the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate, took testimony from a fellow by the name of David Smildy, I think is how he pronounces his name. He is a classic example of this leftist organization he works with, the Washington Office on Latin America. And he's arguing that far from imposing sanctions, we ought to essentially collaborate with, certainly try to accommodate, if not actually prop up, the Maduro regime. Give me your quick thoughts on both this Latin America, you know, sort of leftist front in the United States, and more to the point, the folly of that advice.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that advice is sick because, first of all, look at what Smilde from WOLA, from the Washington Office on Latin America, is saying. Let's wait a couple of years. Let's see if the dialogue works, and then Latin American countries should organize and do something. How can you ask for 2 years when people are starving? When the military, the Venezuelan military at this point, believe it or not, is trafficking with food. In other words, they are making money with people's necessity because there is a need for food. There is scarcity of food because they cannot import food. No, so the military that actually control the government, you know, is part of the establishment. They are making money, you know, in a most corrupt way with the needs of people. Secondly, this is a joke. This is absolutely a joke that a regime like this should be allowed to be kept in power for a couple of years. I think Senator Corker is smarter than that. He shouldn't be asking people like Smilde to testify before Congress, because this organization is simply not a kosher organization. It's an organization that has been on the side of Venezuela. Venezuela has a number of lobbies.
Well, and the Castros and bad actors throughout the region over the years, I think that's fair to say. Luis, we have to leave it at that for the moment. We appreciate you being on the right side of history, needless to say, and helping promote freedom through your great work at the Mingus Hemispheric Security Project. Come back to us again, Luis. I hope the rest of you will do the same again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Afney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.